Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. What will be agriculture's message to the COP28 gathering now happening
in Dubai for the latest United Nations Climate Change Conference? The 28th edition of what is known as COP features agriculture in a more prominent role as a solution to climate issues than in past sessions. Among those from our nation attending COP28 during the first 2 weeks of December, Ernie Shea of Solutions from the Land.
We're engaging through our farmer leaders that will be offering pragmatic recommendations to the countries that do the negotiating, but also to all of the other stakeholders that assemble and attempt to influence the outcome of the conference.
Part of the education among COP28 participants involves three pillars of climate smart agriculture in our nation and around the world.
We need to sustainably intensify production of not just commodities, but ecosystem services as well. We need to be more resilient. We need to develop better adaptation strategies to deal with these ever-increasing and erratic changing weather conditions and climatic conditions. And third, and this is really the good news story, is that when we're farming and ranching and producing timber in a sustainable way, we're also simultaneously delivering a very high-value mitigation solution to climate change.
Similar messages are expected to come from the U.S. delegation and Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack with updates on domestic efforts, such as the Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities program and international initiatives, such as the U.S. United Arab Emirates co-led Agriculture Innovation Mission, AIM, for climate.
We appreciate USDA's leadership on that. The International Climate Hub is up and running, led by the U.S. So there's a lot of things that we're doing right, which is super.
Yet Shea acknowledges our nation is but one of almost 200 countries represented at COP28, meaning several diverse messages originating from both government and non-government entities in attendance.
For that reason, we are working as hard as we can to align with the U.S. government, to align with USDA on the ground in Dubai, so that we are, from the private sector and from the voice of farmers, amplifying, reinforcing, driving very consistent and same messages. We're also working with other farm organizations around the world that are aligned in our approach and our thinking, trying to build a block of farmer voices to drive these messages.
Thanks, Rod Payne, for that report. Thank you for listening to Inside Agriculture. Back tomorrow on the final day of November, same time, same station.